Karma, Module 1, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and a doctorate in education from Georgia Southern University. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I'm president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I also serve on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy, and I still maintain a busy practice and teaching schedule because I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists mainly of people who want to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income. Also, singles looking for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, and actors desiring more confidence for their next audition. When I travel to see clients and teach hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I visit such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you would be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com, and click on Hypnosis Classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. After your training, you'll be added to our worldwide directory of certified clinical hypnotherapists, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for many years to have my office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and many other celebrities. I have been interviewed on CNN, Fox News, and appeared on True TV, in addition to having my own hypnosis TV show. With my over 20 years of experience, I'm happy to share with you techniques that I've both developed and learned, which can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you will find my life's work, 22 books on hypnotherapy, over 3,000 hypnosis recordings available as downloadable MP3s or CDs, and these recordings will program your mind to achieve goals in such areas as weight loss, motivation, and stopping smoking. I also have audiobooks, such as this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing with you in a very dynamic way techniques that you can use to improve your life and the way you do things. The reason I'm telling you all of this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I, your teacher, am very capable and I know what I'm talking about. I'm also very happy for the opportunity to share this information with you, so rest assured that you're in good hands and let's have some fun as we now expand your knowledge. I wish you well in all of your endeavors and please be sure to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. Welcome to the program that's going to teach you about karma. In this program, you're going to learn what karma is. You're going to learn about the law of cause and effect. You're going to learn about the law of creation and connection. You're going to learn about the law of humility and generosity and the law of growth and change. Also, the law of responsibility and living in every moment and the law of patience and reward. Finally, I'm going to share with you information about the law of significance and inspiration. So get ready to learn about the laws of karma. Let's start out the information about karma by answering a question. What is karma? Well, karma is a universal occurrence or force that dictates our experiences. Everything that happens to us is directly related to our karmic influence. Karma affects every person and the universe as a whole. This is why we must do what we can to ensure that our karma is good. The evidence of bad karma has probably already manifested in your life. The good news is that you can create your own good karma attracting magnet. Karma is a reflection of your actions and intentions. So karma sways from good to bad depending on what you do. It's essentially a point system. You do something good and you receive good karma. You do something bad and you receive bad karma. It is also affected by the way you think and what you say. We all must do our best to keep karma on our side rather than against us. So think of it as a balancing in the universe. A balancing of good and bad, or positive and negative, if you'd like to look at it that way. Bad karma works a lot like Murphy's Law, which says, what can go wrong will go wrong. Based on your thoughts and actions, you will attract either good karma or bad karma. And since we have the power to change from good to bad, and bad to good, we can also change karmic energy. You may not understand fully how to change your karmic aura, but you will. In the remaining 7 modules, I'm going to share with you powerful information about the karmic laws. You will also learn how to utilize each one to harness your full good karma potential. No matter how badly you've messed your karma up, so to speak, if you want to change, you can. The first step is to stay positive and keep an open mind and study each of the karmic laws and devote yourself to the path of good karma. I'm going to share with you specific information about specific karmic laws, and I want you to take that information in and apply it where it fits in your life to change your karma to good karma, and soon you will start seeing the good karma working in your life. Remember that you are the only one who can change your destiny. So rather than letting your fate be determined for you, instead, I want you to determine your fate. When you take matters into your own hands by first understanding karma and then taking the appropriate actions to change your karma, then you control your fate. And you have to realize that you've been doing this all along. Karma works with the law of attraction. What you put out there, you get back. You're waking up every day thinking good, positive, powerful thoughts, helpful thoughts, thoughts about how you can help people, how you can improve your life, and so forth. Well, that's what you're going to get back. You're going to find that your life flows, that good things happen to you. If, on the other hand, you think negative thoughts and you think negative things are going to happen, well, that's what happens to you. Now, I want you to keep in mind as we go through this program together that you are human, I am human, everyone is human. All humans are essentially the same when you get right down to their essence. And I know human nature. I know that when people start hearing information about karma, especially that the way they think is going to attract their fate, well, they can get overly concerned. So I want you to let go of that concern right now. I don't want you to go through this program and start thinking, well, I've got to be careful about every little thing I think because it's going to change my fate. Well, that's not really the way karma works. Karma has to do with your intentions. If you just think about something in an intellectual way, let's say you think about something that's quote unquote bad, but you're not thinking with the intention of carrying that out, you're just analyzing that thought, that's not something that's going to create bad karma. So as you go through this program, I want you to just relax and realize that you are still free to think without negative consequences. It's when your thinking is with the intention of doing something, that's when karma begins to take an interest in what you're thinking about. So just relax and understand that you're learning about karma. It's okay to think your thoughts. That's just fine. What you're going to find out in this program is that there are specific things that you have perhaps been doing which are more active than that, more active thinking than that, that have been contributing to bad karma. We're going to start out in the next module by talking about the law of cause and effect, which is simply that what you do has an effect. And this is seen in the world of physics. It's also seen in the world of karma when we start looking at it. Now, realize also that karma is not something that is inactive when you're not focused on it and active when you're focused on it. It's always active. There's always a point system going on, just like the law of attraction. It's always in action. Law of attraction is always in effect. What you put out there, you're going to get. Now, when we get into module 3 and I share with you information about the law of creation and connection, you're going to realize that you can take steps and use them as building blocks in order to create your ultimate reality. In other words, in order to reshape your life into something that works for you. Chances are you have been going along for the ride with your life, having certain intentions, taking certain actions, reaping the benefits and the detriments of that, and just kind of moving forward, not realizing perhaps the connection between your present life and the thoughts and actions of your past, which led up to this. So the sooner you take charge of your life by getting a solid grip on this information, the better your life is going to be. Then in module 4, I'm going to share with you information about the law of humility and generosity. Obviously, these are concepts that are designed to add to your positive karma. Humility and generosity are clearly concepts which are going to allow you to rack up positive points. In Module 5, as I've said, I'm going to share with you information about the law of growth and change. Karma loves the concept of you growing and changing. Your good karma increases as you make moves toward the positive. So I'm going to share with you how to do that more proactively. In Module 6, as I mentioned, I'm going to share with you information about the law of responsibility and living in every moment. Rather than thinking of this as just a way to get brownie points and to make your life positive for the future, you've got to realize that your life always happens in the present, and the present is just a reflection of what you've done up until this point. So living in every moment and taking responsibility for every moment is really going to be powerful in terms of keeping you on track, keeping you realistic about all of this. Because if you're always living a life in the future, well, you've got to realize the future never really gets here. There's always the future. It's always out in front of you. Your life happens in the present. Yes, there is something called the future that you're constantly moving toward, but that's not where your life happens. Your life is happening in the here and now. So I want you to get in touch with that. And that's what Module 6 is going to help you with. Module 7 is going to help you understand the law of patience and reward. Let's face it, there's a time delay with the law of attraction. There's a time delay with karma. If you're waiting for good karma, you've got to have patience. Your reward is coming, but you've got to be calm about it. You've got to be patient. You've got to realize that it's out there. It's on its way, but you should relax. You should realize that you're doing everything you can to build up your good karma after using this program, but you've got to be patient and wait for the reward. And once the rewards start coming, they continue coming. And in Module 8, we're going to wrap up our discussion with some information about the law of significance and inspiration. And this law states simply that you will get back based on the effort you put in. A strong significance and inspiration leads to equally strong results. So when you keep the significance of your goals and you remain inspired, things happen. Things start to change for you. Things get better. And that's what I want for you. And once that ball gets rolling, it may start out slowly, but that momentum will build. And as you progress, you're going to find that you gain more inspiration the closer you get to your goals. So get excited, get fascinated, get open-minded, because it's time to learn some information that's going to help you. This is something that's already been happening to you all through your life, but you have probably not been aware of it. You've probably not been in tune with it. So I'm going to put you in tune with it, and I'm going to show you where all of the controls are, where all the buttons are, where all the knobs are, where all the handles are, so you can take control of your life rather than just floating along and perhaps being a victim of your bad decisions in the past and your bad actions. And by the way, I don't usually use the words good and bad because they're judgmental, but when we're talking about karma, it's really required to use good and bad because there's a positive and negative side to karma. So whereas you may have been a victim of your past mistakes, if you will, bad decisions, if you will, you're going to learn how to clean that up for the future. And you're going to, instead of being a victim of bad decisions, you're going to be someone who benefits from good decisions. That's what I want for you moving forward. So that's what you're going to get from this program. So now that you understand what karma is, I want you to get ready to join me in the next module, Module 2, as I talk about the law of cause and effect in detail. I'm going to share with you how this whole concept of karma works. So join me in the next module, and we will take it up a notch. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.